Morene Tefano, good morning and welcome to News Talk ZB. Jack Tame in the chair with you through to midday today. I don't usually remember my dreams, right? I know I dream about stuff. I'll wake up from a good REM sleep and I'll be clutching at my memory for just anything from just a few seconds earlier. But almost always, my brain will scrub every dreamy detail from my mind. So I can't tell you what I was dreaming about. All I can tell you is I was in a beautiful, deep sleep. I was completely gone to the world when I began to itch. It wasn't a big itch at first, more like just a gentle little tickle from somewhere on my stomach, just uncomfortable enough for me to brush it gently with my hand in my stupor. Maybe I turned or shifted, I'm not sure, but a few seconds later, the same thing. Just a little tickle on my arm. Whatever I was dreaming about, my dream was hijacked. I was still unconscious. I think I was unconscious anyway. Maybe I was sort of semi-conscious, but conscious enough to be aware in my dream of an irritating itch. Damn it. The mozzie flew up and landed somewhere near my neck. I swatted and I was kind of waving in the dark, as you do. Then I reached out and scratched hard at the three bites I was becoming rather aware of. The bedsheet that I'd previously discarded from the oppressing heat, I dragged up my body and clumped around my stomach, kind of like protection from the next attack. But I had to put my legs out the bottom. I had to. It was too hot. And I had to keep my head out the top. Is there any animal? Is there any insect? Is there any organism that causes human beings so much stress? Anxiety. I don't mean for the deaths they cause, because of course, yes, disease-carrying mosquitoes are terrible killers, but just the sheer irritation of their existence. They are perfectly irritating, aren't they? Think about it. Sandflies give you itchy bites. Bed bugs or fleas give you terrible itchy bites. Head lice torment millions of parents and children worldwide, but none of those mock you so much as they do it. I got up, I went to the bathroom, I doused myself in insect repellent. I got a can of insect spray and sprayed it in my bedroom. I looked at the clock, 3:45. I climbed back into bed, clumped the sheet back over the middle part of my body and shut my eyes. I thought mozzies only bit you once or twice and then they moved on. They can't have big stomachs. How could this thing or these things, I thought, how could they still need more flesh? My bedroom window was shut. There was no way for them to be joined by mosquito reinforcements from the outside world. And yet instead of just dining on me, These little mozzies were enjoying a Jack Tame degustation. 9 courses and the rest. I decided to cut my losses. I put my arms outside of the sheet. I thought, you know what? I'm going to sacrifice some good flesh in the hope that will fill up the mozzie, that they'll be done, that they'll stop buzzing around my head and just enjoy one last feed on one of my extremities. I pulled the pillow over my head. I thought, well, if I block one ear on the mattress and one ear with the pillow, I won't be bothered. You might remember our bug man, Rude Kleinpass, came on the show last week and said, you know what, maybe we just need to change the way we think about mosquitoes. We just need to learn to love mozzies, to appreciate that a tiny amount of our blood goes a long way in fueling a complex biological ecosystem. He's going to come on today and give us more tips and tricks for dealing with mosquitoes. I lay in bed last night and I tried to channel Rude. I lay in bed for 3 hours and tried to channel Rude. It didn't work.